Hey, I tried to make a video before. Didn't work out. I came home. Had to go to a doctor's appointment, or a chiropractor. So I came home and then left. My day kind of started out weird. Well, when I got home. Because I knew I needed to get some sleep, because Friday, we needed to get up early. We went to the water park. Well, I dropped the kids off, friends and girlfriend and whatnot, but my son's girlfriend. They went to the water park. My wife went to secondhand stores. Did a couple things there. Then I went to the water park. Couldn't really do any rides. I mean, I still got a hurt back or anything, you know, so it's kind of a very big limiter on the things that I can do. Like, even when I'm with my son, you know, catching the ball and passing him, I can't run after the ball. I can't jump. But I do what I can. Now, what I did do, though, when we went to the water park, for the most part, was be in the Lazy River, which just goes around a big portion of the water park. That's what I did. It was relaxing. I still wasn't feeling very well, but it really, really helped to just relax and be in an inner tube, or even walk. It's not very deep in that thing anyways. I think it's like 3 feet. So it's not like you're going to drown. There are a couple of waterfalls that you go through. It's a nice park, right? My kids, they went to, they had a pass to go pretty much through the whole park, because they have a separate park next to it, which has rides and games and whatnot. So they went there, and they did go-karts and laser tag, arcade games, whatever they wanted to do. And then, of course, the water park. I guess it was a grand opening, too, because they had another section open that wasn't there before, so they built a, I guess it's all kid stuff. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't venture on down there. I just looked from afar. But they did added a couple of new spots, areas, eating places. It's pretty nice. I didn't like the price, though. That's just me. I know I paid it. Kids, they need that release from school and course. You know, school is around the corner. Not only that, you know, my youngest has football coming. On top of that, he still has soccer going on right now. Pretty much just trying to take breaks as much as you can. Because at least for me, I'm trying to get him more motivated. And I'm not saying he isn't, but more motivated. So, you know, I'm not having to trying to overexert myself, you know, or those times where I can't obviously be there when I want to or need to, which is, I think, every time that he can pretty much do drills or basic things by himself and spend that time, because it's very boring. I mean, I don't know if most people understand it. When you're growing up and you have a sport that you like or whatnot, maybe it's something else, but for the most part, practicing is boring. I mean, it's you have to find ways to make it enjoyable, or little tiny games or things in your head just to keep going. Not boring to where I don't want to do it. It's just boring for the most part, since you're by yourself. Now, when I was younger, of course, you didn't have the Bluetooth headphones, and I didn't have money for headphones, so I didn't have the music part, which I, you know, have always loved. But that's something that the kids have nowadays that really, really helps to fill the space, the gaps, the things that help with rhythm and tempo and other things that you can pretty much go through, and it could all be in your head, meaning you could listen to a podcast about basketball, right? And that right there will entice you or give you a little bit of a motivation just to continue what you're doing. And not only that, since you, well, I guess just for my kids' sake, if you watch sports and look at highlights and just kind of try to be a student of the game, you have your imagination. And that's the thing that helps the most. Above, I think, most everything. Not this course, the skills wise, because you obviously got to try to be good, but you're able to create this atmosphere around you, or setting, or time that you can't otherwise, really, unless you're with a bunch of people, which, you know, don't always happen. But when you're practicing by yourself, trying to work on things, everything pretty much is imagination. So it's great to have the phone or tablet or whatever, to have a video even pictures, whatnot. It really, really helps to put yourself in that mind frame when you're practicing. You just pretty much take advantage of all your resources. And at least for me, it was pretty essential to have something to go on to give you not only the motivation, but also give you aspects that you probably would never understand otherwise if you wouldn't have watched it or seen it. Because for the most part, you don't make things up all the time. You use what you have, and then you create that of your own. Put yourself in that, you know, put a little flavor of yourself in that. But that's just how it works when you're doing it by yourself. With a, you know, group setting or two people, it's a lot easier, of course. You know, you can create a certain thing and, you know, repeat that over and over again faster with, you know, two people. Like when I go with my son, you know, for the most part, yeah, he's shooting, and that's really all that he's doing. But we're also, you know, picking up on things and recognizing things and talking about things that they could possibly do or try. And I think right there, when you're talking to someone, you give them ideas, you bounce things off, and maybe it doesn't all work. Maybe it's not a great plan, but maybe you come up with something better. Maybe you go home and, you know, come up with a better game plan that, you know, helps you the next day or the next time. So I guess it's how I look at it. Anyways, I'm tired. I really need to get to bed. Hope you all have a good weekend. Peace out.